Have you ever stopped to think that the ones we design things for might be slowly changing? In the past, when we built products, built services, and designed workflows, the user we pictured in our minds was mostly a human being. How a person understands an interface, how they find the next step, how they get something done with the least amount of instruction. Over these years, the whole field of digital product design has developed almost entirely around human perception, human habits, and human patterns of behavior. But recently, I've started to think about another question. What if the ones using our products in the future aren't only people, but also AI models? This isn't to say that people no longer matter. It's that the shape of the user has become more complex. At certain moments, the one actually entering the system to read data, call services, organize information, and complete a task might be an AI agent. It doesn't click slowly through a screen the way a person does. It understands a system through data structures, APIs, context, and task instructions. This is also what has led me to understand the idea of designing for models. It isn't just about turning an interface that was meant for human eyes into something machine readable. It's about rethinking things. What kind of data format is easier for a model to understand? What kind of API design lets an agent complete tasks more reliably? What kind of workflow can be readable for people? And at the same time, let a model take part accurately. Behind all of this is actually a very interesting shift. In the past, we talked about user experience, and the focus was on how people interact with a system. Now, we may need to add another layer. How does a model understand the system? How does it enter the workflow? And how does it help get the work done without undermining human judgment? I don't think this is a simple design slogan. I think it's a complex question that is still unfolding, because an AI model isn't a user in the traditional sense, and it isn't simply a tool. It has the ability to understand, and also the possibility of misunderstanding. It can help carry things out, and it also needs to be constrained and verified. Once it begins to enter our products and our workflows, we have to rethink how a system is read, how it is called, and how it is worked on together. So perhaps the design of the future isn't only about asking how people can use something smoothly. We may also have to slowly learn to ask this. When people and AI enter the same system together, can that system be understood together, operated together, and evolved together?